not the whole system, are unable to adjust. When that happens, a situation can easily spin out of control. In the case of the Muhammad cartoons, the internet played an important role in stirring anger and violence, not only in its role as conduit for the drawings themselves, but also by helping to spread the angry commentary that followed in their wake. Sometimes overconnectivity leads to violence. Sometimes it triggers serious accidents. Sometimes it takes a company, or country, to the brink of bankruptcy. When I talk with people about overconnectivity, most wrongly assume I am referring to the overabundance of technology in our lives. Indeed, we are all too aware of the nagging buzz of iPhones and Blackberries as they disrupt meetings, meals, and movies with their never-ending stream of emails, instant messages, and tweets. This book, by contrast, is about human behavior, how the actions society takes have become so complex and interwoven that the simplest ones have effects far beyond what we imagine. When the 17th century poet and clergyman John Donne wrote his famous line, "No man is an island," he continued, "Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main." He was writing at a time when the most important interconnections were still local. If Donne were to write those words today, he might